The agreement in principle is aimed at compensating the former students of the Isle of Cross boarding school, just under 300 miles north of Saskatoon.
Simply put, these schools were a mistake, and they shouldn't have existed.
The Premier of Saskatchewan, Mo Scott, went to the community on Monday.
Today we acknowledge the role of the province of Saskatchewan and previous Saskatchewan governments in the operation of the Isle of Cross School until 1970s, into the 70s. And today, on behalf of the province of Saskatchewan, I apologize to you. And as part of this agreement, the province has agreed to pay $40.2 million to address the four major pillars of compensation under the class action that was filed.
The compensation, Mo says, is an effort to promote reconciliation, healing, wellness, education, language, culture, and commemoration in the community of Isle of La Crosse. The school was established by the missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate, a congregation of the Roman Catholic Church. The residential schools operated across most of Canada from the mid-1800s to the late 1900s in an attempt to assimilate First Nations, Inuit, and Métis children into white society. It's believed about 150,000 children were forced to attend the schools. Thousands were physically, emotionally, and sexually abused. Many died. The Saskatchewan government expects the proposed settlement will be approved by the courts by early next year. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.